This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. If there's one thing that we're still amazed until today is a holographic display. I first caught it in Star Wars and like most, I assume, I was just completely blown away with the idea. Fast forward to today, it's coming closer and closer. And in fact, we actually already have similar technologies that make holographic displays possible. And one of which is called Spix. And I'm here today with Zain Al-Mozza. He's the director of Intuitive Ideas. So Zain, yes. What is Spix?
Oh, hi Jeff, thanks for having me in the first place. Just to introduce the company, so Intuitive Ideas, we are a content house, so we focus a lot on animation and motion graphics and those sort of things, and we cater to the advertising industry. So what we did was we wanted to figure out how to be in the line of new media, since everyone is trying to come up with new things for outdoor advertising, indoor advertising, and things like that. So we actually bumped into this technology called holographic projection. My first encounter was when I was in Europe. One company that was doing it. I was really amazed by the idea, and of course at that time they would not explain to me exactly how it works because it's sort of an IP thing in a way.
What year was this?
This was back in 2011,
right?
So but I was told at that time it was still new, very new, and I got really hooked into the idea, and I just thought that, you know what, rather than buying the system from them, which that's what they wanted to do, you know, they just wanted to sell, and of course it's a commercial thing. So I tried to start figuring out how it works. So I came across this this technique called the Papagos effect. So this Papagos effect has been there for hundreds of years, which this guy, I don't know what his name was, but I'm sure his last name was Pepper in a way. So
and what is it? What is
So what he did was he came up with this sort of an illusion of a reflective illusion. So he used a high reflective glass, mm-hmm. that actually acts as from a viewer's perspective. It gives you a hollow type of view. So it's basically a one-way mirror, they call it. So those one-way mirror, you can usually see it at, you know, in police stations, you know, when people, mm-hmm. are doing those investigations, mm-hmm. where the criminal can't really see you, you can really see them. So it's the same technique. So and he just played with the dimension of the glass, you know, how it's placed into what type of degrees and all that, and it somewhat gives this effect, mm-hmm. that is hollow, but in actual fact it's just purely reflection. So from then on, I tried to, you know, try to get the right material for it, you know, and me and my partner and also the team, we just tried to figure out, you know, just for the fun of it, you know, just to see how it works. And then suddenly we were like, oh, okay, maybe this is how it works. Oh, no, it doesn't work like that. And then, you know, a few trial and error, we managed to figure out exactly the basic element of what it is. So, and then we started to develop it, really get the manufacturers to come, you know, the industrial engineers to come in and design, mm-hmm. something that we wanted. And that's where it came about. And then we evolved from there.
Mm. So what are the components of the system itself?
It consists of the glass, of course, that's the main thing. The steel construction that the enclosure that holds everything together, of course. And we have a monitor as well. So we use either a projector or a monitor. So in actual fact, for me the hard part to make it work is basically more on the content development of things rather than the construction. So once the construction has been figured out, it's pretty much like a template, mm-hmm. so you can start following it from then on. So it consists of a monitor, a glass, and steel construction.
So what's the most difficult part, like you mentioned, the creating the content for it?
Okay, one is the creativity, you know, usually what we do, okay, for holographic display, I think the biggest selling point that it has, it actually displays both a physical product and also graphical information at the same time, mm-hmm. which no other mediums can do. So to ensure that the collaboration works when it comes to the presentation. That's where you need to be very creative. You need to be very tedious with your dimension, because what we call it holographic mapping. So we can actually put an actual product in there. You can put a phone or a watch or a bottle of water, and then from there you start mapping the physical product with the holographic content, and that makes it really interesting, and of course it attracts attention.
Mm. And how long was that trial and error when you decided to develop it? How long was the trial and error before you actually managed to have a real product in your hands?
We're talking about almost 1 year of getting it exactly correct to make it commercial. Mm. If you wanna sell a product, you have to make sure that the rigidity is there. We had to do a lot of testing, how long it lasts. When you're doing for road shows, retail and things like that, you have to leave things on for a long time. So I think that the time spent is more towards the whole testing of it, rather than the development of things.
Mm. I'm speaking to Zain Almonza. He's the director of Intuitive Ideas. And when we come back, we'll talk more about Spix. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. My name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to Zain Almonza. He's the director of Intuitive Ideas. And we are talking about Spix, a holographic display. So what is the usage of Spix? Is it still just retail at the moment?
I think our first job was we got a commission to do a launch for a property development. So that was in Johor. So they asked us to showcase their new development in hologram and put it on stage and things like that. And it's launched by a VIP. So that was pretty cool. And they were really, everyone was really amazed by it. So from then on, we started gaining traction and start doing some minor marketing. That's when we start gaining more retail-based clients.
Mm. And currently, the focus now is retail.
The focus is still both. Retail is, of course, a bit more straightforward. Everyone needs a product to sell. But of course, when you talk about other type of clients that has services type of things, you talk about road shows, you talk about engineering firms, oil and gas companies. So it really varies, but of course I think the most viable market is the retail market.
Is there enough understanding here in Malaysia about holographic displays or something like Spix?
It's still not as exposed as it should be. Of course, I think there are a few other players as well who's also exposing it to the market, which is good. Then everyone actually understands what the holographic projection is meant to do for them. But I think slowly but surely, everyone will be very much aware of what it is.
Who are you looking for at the moment currently to market this product?
You mean the target clients? My target clients are, again, retail. That's priority, of course. That's where the guys are actually focusing on. Property developers. We have a few property development clients who have used it, who actually owns it, and who are also renting it. So it helps with their marketing as well. And of course, we work with IDs as well. So you can use it for home usage, for people who wants to have a really cool looking house, a cool looking room. You can just put it in there and it acts as a nice decoration piece.
Instead of having an expensive artwork, you just have an holographic
display. Much cheaper than having an expensive artwork, surely. Yeah.
So what about like education wise, the healthcare? Are you also planning to, move this into it?
Again, when you talk about content, it's endless. So you can display pretty much anything. It's information. So it's Spix is the hologram is basically the way of displaying it. So if you want to display anything educational or anything that's relating to health and all that, it's of course not a problem whatsoever. It really depends on how the clients really want it to be positioned at.
And what's the pricing like for holographic display, something like Spix? Because obviously advertisers or a brand, they have a certain allocation in terms of marketing a product.
Of course,
does Spix sort of fit into that bubble of expenditure?
We have two models. Of course, we have the direct purchase model and a rental basis model.
So for
the direct purchase, of course, since you are buying it, you're talking about pricing starting from 10,000. That's it. It's not ridiculously expensive, and because we provide the content as well, it makes it a bit cheaper for them. And of course, it varies to the sizes. If they want a big one, then you know, it's on your budget. If you have six figures type of budget, you want a big one, then you can. If you want a really small one for a small setup, you can. So for rental, we base it similar to how you rent TVs for roadshows and all. The pricing is very much similar.
So scalability of the product, I mean, the size of the product, is that an issue or is that not an issue?
The only limitation is the space that a certain client has. If he has a tight space, then of course you can't really do much with, you know, you play around with the space. But in terms of the sizing of the manufacturing, I don't see any boundaries, you know. Like they've done one for the, I think last time they did the Coachella concert for Tupac, there was a whole staging size. So it really depends on how big you want it to go.
So what else are you envisioning after, you know, having all this technology in your hand?
Again, I mean, I think my only concern with hologram is the limitation of it being inside a glass enclosure. Because of that fact alone, it limits a certain type of possibilities in terms of content, in terms of interaction as well. So of course, you've been looking at movies like Iron Man and things like that. Everything is pretty much like, you know, it's free form,
it's just in front of your face,
but it's CGI, so it doesn't really make sense in real world. But you know, we are planning to dwell into that fact, into the idea, because there are a few tricks you can do to make it work. So hopefully, you know, we're working on it, and if we manage to find a breakthrough, then great. So we'll see how it goes.
So it's kind of like just walking into a room that is just a full holographic projection room instead of, you know, just seeing it from a glass.
Correct. Instead of seeing a physical enclosure, it's just in front of you, you know, in thin air.
What about interactivity of the product itself? Is Pix able to, you know, sort of interact with my movements of my hands?
Of course, yeah. We have done one with a client that we integrate with this product called Leap Motion. It's quite new in the market. It's a dongle where it actually replaces the usage of mouse, that kind of thing. So we managed to integrate that and connect it with the holographic content, where people can control the content with their hands, find out information themselves. And we can also do integration with devices as well, you know, iPads and phones and things like that. So we can also do augmented reality type of communication, you know, putting yourself into the hologram machine, for example, and, you know, this is one of those type of gimmicks that people like to go for when it comes to roadshows and activation type of work. So,
and if I want to know more, where do I go?
You can visit our website at spix.com.my, or you can also visit our sales gallery. We have a gallery. It's located in TTDI, and the address is on the website as well. So, you know, everyone who's interested, they are just free to come anytime and just check it out, and then, yeah, we.
What's the aim from now till end of the year for you?
We're pretty much packed with projects at the moment. We lucky enough this year we have long-term clients, so to say, you know, who have quarterly activation, who actually are purchasing it. So actually, I think the busiest part right now is the manufacturing side, because they have to build a few units just for this type of clients, because we customize every single thing except for the glass enclosure. Everything else is fully customizable in terms of shape. You know, you want the casing to be something cyber or cyberspace, or put lights in it or whatever, it can be done. So
right. So the possibility is endless in a way.
The possibility is endless when it comes to design, when it comes to content. It's endless. Yeah.
Right. I've been speaking to Zain Almodza. He's the director of Intuitive Ideas, talking about Spix. It's a holographic display right here in Malaysia, and you can check them out. It's spix.com.my. Yeah. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.